Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
102, final hour of Show and Vern. I am Ron the Show Hughley. My partner in crime, Joshua Lamont Vernier. Steve Serta is producing this bad boy. Want to send a shout out to my real partner. Happy anniversary, our eighth anniversary, to my beautiful wife, Mrs. Show. Remember, you are listening to the longest running, fastest growing midday sports show in all of Kansas City radio, and not to mention the nastiest one. Show and Vern is presented by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclynn.com.
Bill Belichick's 226-79.
Those years in Cleveland, and he's still, they were saying he's got maybe to 2024 to catch Don Shula.
That record is just in New England. That record is absolutely
ridiculous. Just New England. That's not.
Yeah, I think he's well over 250 if you include what he did with the Cleveland Browns
and the Jets.
Did he coach there?
Yeah.
I thought he coached a game.
I thought he did, didn't he?
I didn't think so. I thought he took it and then bailed on him and went to New England.
Hey, Serta, can you call Bill Parcells and get him on the horn? Let's see if we can get him on just to see if he remembers how that went, because I know he was a part of that. Go ahead and give it. I'll send you the number, Steve. Call Bill Parcells.
Tuesday morning donuts coming up in just a moment. But, man, I'm really starting to... Even though I knew this was coming, Ron, I knew this was coming. I tried to prepare everyone and say that the best way to show that you're in a Super Bowl or bust mentality is by being patient. Be patient with the Chiefs, because there's no way they're going to get the kind of tests that they need over the course of the regular season. We know what 2019 is about, and 2019 is about that matchup with the Patriots, likely in the AFC Championship game. And yet, it does feel as if Chiefs fans have one foot hanging over the ledge when they talk about this defense. Now, I understand where it comes from, right? The defense cost you a championship last year, much like the Saints last night. The Saints blame the refs for them not going to the Super Bowl season ago. Understandably so. But Saints fans were waiting for a reason to boo the refs last night. And boy, oh boy, did the refs give them one. I feel as if every time you sit down and watch the Chiefs, yes, you're in love with Pat and the offense and Andy. But when that defense comes out on the field, that foot starts to dangle over the ledge and you go, all right, boys, give me another reason to hate you. Give me another reason to boo you, to doubt you, to think that you once again will cost us our rightful spot in Miami in the Super Bowl. And I find that incredibly unfair. It's an obvious showcase of a lack of patience. Because after last season, what did everyone ask for? Show, everyone asked for a upheaval of the defense. And they did it. They changed the entire coaching staff. They changed just about every single player. And it's a new scheme. It's a new defense. Guys like Frank Clark have skins on the wall, right? They've done it before in the league. Tyrann Mathieu has the respect of every player in the NFL. Chris Jones has done it at the highest level. Steve Spagnuolo has truly done it. He's got the ring to prove it. And he has brought in what we all consider an all-star coaching staff. These guys have earned patience. I feel like Chiefs fans are angry at the 2019 defense because of what the 2018 defense did, and it didn't even last 1 week, and your lack of patience is already showing. I find it disconcerting for how this show, these conversations, and how at least the next 5 to 6 weeks are going to go. It's going to be mind-numbing if we're not patient whatsoever with Spags' defense.
Listen, I'm not going to tell any Chiefs fan to feel how they want to feel on this one, or have expectations that they need to feel any way they want to feel. Tyreek Hill, the best offensive player, not named Patrick Mahomes, is out. I would tell people, nope, you need to have patience and a belief that the offense will be all right. Andy Reid has a track record here. Patrick Mahomes has a track record here. Travis Kelce has a track record here. Eric Fisher has a track record here. Like, you got to be patient here. And I would say you should be. With the Chiefs defense, they haven't earned nothing. None of them. None of them. You don't have a champion that's on this team. Earl Thomas isn't one of the safeties who's won a championship. You don't have any guys who's a first, you already know.
I'm not saying buy in, Ron. I'm not saying you have to be a cheerleader. I'm just saying be patient and let it mold before you crush it for being something that it's not.
Yeah, but you can have patience and still come through and be like, you know what, they got to perform better than allowing some guy who is a second, third string type quarterback to come and do them in the way they did them in. You can have an understanding that, yeah, it'll take some time, but then say to yourself, you know what, I am concerned that Frank Clark is struggled to get consistent pressure against guys that are backups and guys who had never played tackle before. And I just think it's a slippery thing when you look at an organization and a fan base that is the Chiefs and understands this is multiple times that a defense has struggled. You got guys that don't have rings to prove it, at least especially as the players. Like, you got guys that don't have a ring, that don't have first ballot Hall of Famers, that don't have the pedigree that you're talking about that just earns respect. If you don't feel like that they have earned to get patience from you, I'm not pushing that on any fan that feels like, no, they need to do more. I need to see something else. If you want to give them patience, that's fine. Anybody should, but I'm not going to say someone should because they've earned it, because I don't think anyone on that defense has.
Quick reminder, Winning Streaks is the spot once again this Sunday, a watch party for Chiefs Raiders. Winning Streaks is, of course, inside Harrah's, North Kansas City. We've been out there multiple times, always have a good time, great food. They're going to have 50-cent wings on Sundays. They'll have half-priced appetizers, and KC Beer Company will be there as well. That's this Sunday for Chiefs Raiders, a watch party out at Winning Streaks with 610 Sports Radio. So come out and join us. Winning Streaks, again, is inside Harrah's, North Kansas City.
Someone here texts in, and we're going to start up with Tuesday Morning Donuts right here. Let's see if Serta can do it. Serta's got Oakland, and remember the rules here.
Hang on, I'm not ready.
Remember the rules. I don't care if you're ready right now. This is when we're starting it. Remember the rules.
This is coming.
Serta has known right, it's right coming. Now. It's 1 o'clock. Last year he just had to call Dunkin' Donuts. Now it does not matter what donut shop.
There's some exciting places in Oakland.
Last night it does not
Donut
matter.
Farm looks fantastic. They serve regular food.
Quit talking and start calling.
Colonial Donuts sounds interesting. It's we want to get donuts, someone it's on. Also muffins.
Please shut
just
up.
Just stop, man. It doesn't matter.
We want to get someone on and get the feel of Oakland, because I would imagine they're sky high right now after that win over Denver last night.
Yes. Yeah, so it should be. We're going to give him time to call any donut place. Oakland or the Bay Area. Good hell. Just
fine. Last week we tried and he failed miserably. Last year, I would say he went 4-for-16. This year, he's 0-for-1, and he just picked up the phone. So here we go.
From the 636, I'm looking at the text line. What guy on offense has won a championship? None. But they have proven here. Like, they've proven here. Andy Reid has proven to you that. Why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing. I saw something on Twitter. God, I already know how this is going to turn out. You're going to crush me and say I'm mean. Text line's going to say I'm an old man and get off Vern's lawn and all that. But Reggie Ragland just tweeted. And, you know, Reggie was a healthy scratch on Sunday. And yet he tweets out 13 minutes ago, I'll never bet against me. Okay, I like that. I got no problem with that. It reminds me of what one of his teammates tweeted last night. See, give me a chance, man. You're grunting over there. I see Frank Clark tweeting, I got to go watch some Tyrann Mathieu film so I can get in the end zone next time. I like that. I'm fine with that. Charvarius Ward, your boy. Charvarius Ward tweets out last night.
When did he become my boy?
He tweets out, I know I shouldn't care this much, but this stuff just pisses me off about kids nowadays.
See?
Charvarius Ward tweets out, I want to be great so bad. Ron, that's the problem with these kids, man.
Oh, that was it. I got you.
I want to be great so bad.
I saw that tweet.
Did you see that?
Multiple D's.
Yeah, he spelled bad like color me bad. I want to be great so bad. That's from Charvarius Ward at It's Lil Mooney. I don't hate people. I really despise people that want to tell you what they wish they were on Twitter, that want to present themselves as one thing, which makes you wonder, are you doing what it takes behind the scenes? Charvarius, instead of wanting to be great so bad, how about I'm going to be great? How about you just don't tweet something like that and you get to work, you start identifying the preparation that it takes to be great. You understand the dedication that it takes to be great. If you ever wanted a tweet to symbolize this generation, there it is right there. I want to be great so bad. Well, then, my man, go out there and get it done because you have the ability. You have the coaching staff. You have the teammates. You have the wisdom around you.
I don't know if he has the ability.
Why not? If he applies himself, I'm sure he could be great. Instead of talking about how I wish I was great, so, man, go out there and get it done or zip your lip. If you have time to tweet about what you wish or what you hope for, well, then you're just wasting your time because you know who isn't wishing to be great and hoping to be great and telling everybody how much they want to be great? Jalen Ramsey's not doing that. Jalen Ramsey tells you, I am going to be great. And then he goes out there and puts in the work to be great.
He certainly doesn't have Jalen Ramsey's talent.
Well, then you know what he could have? Jalen Ramsey's work ethic, preparation, dedication, attention to detail. Come on, Charvarius, man. I've been pulling for you all offseason. This isn't the kind of crap I want to hear you wishing on Twitter about you being a better player. Go out there and be it.
I just want to know what he was doing that led to him to say, I got to tweet this.
I mean, it was like the end of the first quarter of the first game. So.
Was he just watching the game and, man, I want to be great so bad. I'm just wondering what
led all these people
him to
replying, you will be. You will be. Keep working. And no, you won't. Not with that attitude.
It's not, I don't know how much the attitude is. I mean, he's just
wish I was great.
Oh, boy. You took it and he did it in a voice. Well, I want to be bad. I want to be good so bad.
Yeah.
I want to be great so bad. Oh, if I could just be so great.
Right.
Just so bad.
Like it was going to turn into a musical. And people are just going to start.
I want to be great. Want to be great. I want to be great. Great so bad. I want to be great. I want to be great. I want to be great.
Hey, what's going on with Tuesday Morning Donuts? This isn't going to stop until someone stops it.
Give me a chance to be great. Give me a chance.
Serta, what's going on with Tuesday Morning Donuts? There's nobody on the line. I'm presuming that you've already failed and quit.
I've called 12 different places.
Oh, you haven't? You liar.
I have.
You are such a liar.
Because I am also back here trying to be great and not tweeting about it.
I want to be great.
I called 12 different places, and only two answered. Some of them weren't in service anymore, so I'm assuming they don't exist now. One of them didn't speak English.
Blah, 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 blah.
And the other one just was not interested and hung up on me. She was kind of rude.
You're not even just forced to go to Dunkin' Donuts now.
They got a lot of donut places in the Oakland
You
area.
Said that last week about Jacksonville, and you offered.
It's even more than
from the 913 no listener number. You suck. Come on, join us. Add a listener number.
Yeah, come on, guys.
You don't suck, but add a listener number.
It's very easy. Just pick a number.
It's all yours. Yeah. Who is Vern to tell Ward that he doesn't have the work ethic and preparation of Jalen Ramsey? How would he know?
I mean, DJ Chark told him during
because the game. He went. I think Vern is saying because he went to Twitter for some reason last night and just said, I want to be great so bad.
And wasn't he the one that asked out of his first start? Right, he got the start in Seattle and was so tired that he was like, I need to get off the field.
Well, he was just really nervous. I mean, he was having an anxiety attack, basically.
Oh, well, I can't make fun of that. And you made it too real, Steve. It's not funny anymore.
Yeah, you made that real, real. Man, that's like when you talk about the fact that your dad wasn't around growing up. That's how you made everything sad. Once again, 0 for 2 now on Tuesday
also
Morning
very
Donuts.
I
believe in my heart that Jason Kitts would be 2-0 right now. In my heart, I believe Jason Kitts would have crushed Tuesday Morning Donuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. He kept walking around talking about a dead guy's birthday this morning.
Pretty sure
and
he's I bet on he got a more that, successful show than
And
this
I bet
too.
That dead guy, he got that dead guy on the air. I'm sorry. That's not true.
Who's dead? Someone died?
He said some dead guy he got on the air. I don't know.
I don't remember that. I'm sorry. I can't stop thinking about that song.
We do the latest news. Somehow Tremont Smith has kept his
He rides work. Again, baby.
What is this about?
He's a ball player.
What is this thing about with Tremont Smith? Somehow he is on the team still because I thought for sure last week we said, all right, DeAnthony Thomas, we understand Tremont is on for 1 week. And now when DeAnthony comes back, that'll be Tremont's spot. All right. But no. DeAnthony comes back. Tremont stays on the team. And I think the DeAnthony Thomas thing is something. All right, I was against them bringing him back and keeping him on the team and cutting guys like Cody Thompson, and now they've cut Byron Pringle as well. Because I felt like, hey, man, we know what he is, and the younger guys, you should really get a look from younger guys. Vern, the thing that's going to make me nervous now, they look better now because Tyreek has gotten an injury and he fits a role now that he has done before. He can run a lot of the gadget stuff and even some of the return stuff if you want him to. I'm just saying to me, I think it'll be a mistake, Vern, if when they bring in and they put a game plan together and they start using DeAnthony Thomas more in the role of some of the gadget fun plays and some of the misdirection plays that Tyreek Hill did. I think that still should go to Mecole Hardman, and I think it'll be a mistake if they do it. I can see them doing it, Vern, because Andy Reid probably trusts him more, and we saw Mecole Hardman at times to me looked like the game was too fast for him last week.
He gave Mecole more snaps than any receiver not named Sammy Watkins. Right, he saw the field more than DeMarcus Robinson. I don't know. I don't know what to expect from DeAnthony Thomas because I really haven't seen DeAnthony Thomas in 2 years. I'm not expecting to see him outside of special teams, to be quite honest.
Oh, you are. Oh, I think he'll get offensive snaps. I think he'll play the role that Mecole Hardman was scheduled to play when Tyreek Hill was in the game. But they've cut Byron Pringle, Garrick's somewhere. I mean, who are the receivers on this team right now? It's Sammy, DeMarcus Robinson.
GE12's on IR.
Sammy, DeMarcus Robinson, Mecole Hardman, and then is it DeAnthony? Is that
another tight end?
But I'm talking about the wide receivers. Mm-hmm. He's next.
Yeah, right. For
gotta
sure.
be. There's no Byron Pringle anymore. Mm-hmm. Why am I drawing a blank on another wide receiver? They only have 4 wide receivers.
Yeah, they didn't keep Cody.
Byron's gone. DeAnthony. Is that it?
Good. You said D-Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, I think he's definitely going to get snaps offensively, and I could see them putting him in the role of Tyreek in terms of putting him in motion out of the backfield and doing stuff like that because he trusts him more. I think it should go to Mecole.
A few, yeah. I mean, you might see him out there because I can't imagine Mecole has a firm grasp of everything that Tyreek has already grasped. But still, what's 3 snaps? 3-4 snaps? A few decoys in there? I'm not expecting to see DeAnthony Thomas. Mecole's still going to get the lion's share of those Tyreek reps, in my opinion. But again, when it comes to Andy, I'd kind of give him the benefit of the doubt and think if he draws up one of those plays, whether it's 13 or 17, you're going to pick up the amount of yards that Andy is planning on picking up.
Yeah, I just hope they don't make a mistake, even though Andy knows football a lot more than I do. Newsflash.
Serta's newsflash.
Apparently, the Chiefs cut Derek Jeter. They waived him with an injury settlement 2 days ago. I had no idea. This happened on Sunday, apparently. I am heartbroken right now.
You're not heartbroken.
No, you're just behind on the news.
How did Pat not put a stop to this?
Because he'll be on the team next year.
How does Pat care? They're still hanging out. It's not like Garrett's going anywhere. He's still hanging out in the basement.
The basement?
I don't know, wherever he hangs out. I can't imagine. They all hang out in the basement.
Antonio Brown's officially a Patriot. Since he signed his contract with the Patriots, he has not posted anything on Instagram. No stories, no posts. Has not used his Snapchat or Twitter pages.
I mean, Tom's on Twitter. I don't think that they have any sort of rule against it.
He's
I just think
back.
AB planned all of this.
And now he's going to be a good person?
No, I mean, he's going to be who he is. I don't read anything into the fact of, like, they took it away from him or told him not to do it. He's just where he wants to be, so he doesn't need to use Twitter anymore to get to where he wants to be. He's there. Mission accomplished. Let's get to work. Let's win some rings.
God, this is going to work. It really
you know it is.
All right, Vern had an interesting thought about Sammy Watkins. And it actually really had me thinking, which I know it will have you thinking. Joe and Vern family, that's coming up next.
Joe and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at kclend.com. Back to Show and Vern. 25 straight minutes of sports entertainment starts now.
Something to keep your eye on for week two and the weeks ahead. Sammy Watkins and the possibility of the still very young man pressing. Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated caught up with Sammy after Sunday's game. And Sammy talks about how much he pressed coming out of Clemson as the fourth overall pick, trying to live up to that billing. Talked about how much he pressed after signing that three-year, $48 million deal with the Kansas City Chiefs, trying to live up to that billing. Look, this happens in all sports. I feel like we never talk about pressing in football. Baseball, it comes up all the time. Basketball, it comes up quite often. And yet, in football, we never talk about, maybe outside of the quarterback position, we don't talk about the athletes on the field and the mental grind that they go through. Just like baseball, just like basketball, just like the mentality that you have to be in to not think so much and just react, to be in a positive mindset while out there on the football field. Man, that stuff matters. That stuff translates into your play. And listening to Sammy Watkins after Sunday's game and his conversation with Chiefs.com, man, this guy sounded like he was in such a positive headspace.
Just knowing my job, I think, knowing the route tree, knowing the coverage, just knowing when I'm getting the ball, I've gotten way better. Last year, I didn't know where I fit in and my role, and I didn't know the offense. So playing one position, you really don't know where you fit in. And I think I done learned that battle. And being the OTAs and us getting on the right path and him missing me so many times and then me keep coming back working and taking Pat coaching because he's a player and a coach. And just continue to build that foundation with him and with the wide receiving core. Greg Lewis just giving me the best practice and pushing me to be the best and be elite. And I got the utmost confidence that I have one of the best organizations and the coaches behind me.
Ron, I feel like we as fans and media and they as teammates and an organization, we all got to a place this offseason where we accepted Sammy Watkins for what he is, and that is a good number two. But damn, that dude on Sunday, he looked like a dominant number one. And now in the absence of Tyreek Hill, I mean, you heard him say it there. Last year, I didn't know where I fit in, and I didn't know my role. He's healthy. He feels great, and that means a ton. But this entire offseason, he's been able to fit in as that number two alongside Tyreek Hill. He's understood his role and what is expected from him out of this offense. And now, boom, after one game, the expectations have changed. His role has changed. And the demands from the fan base, I believe, have changed after that performance on Sunday. I'm not saying it is going to happen, but I do think it's worth watching because it's something that doesn't get a lot of attention in this sport because it seems as if it's a showcase of weakness if you're battling the mentality of the game. Keep an eye out to see if Sammy does start trying to do too much, if he does indeed start to press.
I don't think they're – I can't see a scenario of that because I think there are a couple of things. One, pressing can kind of come from when you are thought of as to be the guy and the pressure is all on you. And from a receiver standpoint and a team standpoint, obviously Pat's going to get the pressure of the guy, you would think. Mm-hmm. And then even from a receiver standpoint, Travis Kelce is still the guy. He is still going to be the guy that is going to be expected. And if somebody ain't performing from a receiver standpoint, it's going to come to him first. So I think that's one part of it. And I think also you have to look at a couple of factors. There's growth from when he came out of Clemson. You could see that Sammy is he's probably a different person. And then seminal moments. There's growth, there's seminal moments. And when he cut his dreads, I think that may have been the seminal moment here for him that has gone to, I think, links to changing his thought process.
Right, you're joking on that. It's a weird time in this country right now to make a joke about cutting dreads. I'm hearing way too much about that, seeing way too much about that. That wasn't the real – Ron's joking.
The seminal moment.
There was not a seminal moment when he cut off his dreads.
When he got his dreads cut and then – you know, his changing and growth from when he first entered the league.
DeAndre Hopkins still has those dreads, and that dude is a baller.
Needs to have a moment. He needs to cut those off and redo them. We could do that. Lil Wayne, you could join that party as well.
Will Fuller's got dreads. He was balling last night, too.
Tell him, Steve.
I didn't say dreads are bad. I'm just saying that was a big moment for him. That was a huge moment in the life, I believe, of Sammy Watkins when he said, whoof.
It was like 2:30 in the morning when he did it.
I know it. Think about the timing. 3:30 in the morning. That was a moment, right? So when you add
I don't agree with that.
You do. When you add all the things of he's not the man, pressure going to Andy before Sammy, pressure going to Pat before Sammy, pressure
going to
Travis.
So you don't think inside that locker room they're looking at Sammy now as we need something more from you, that we need you to – obviously not duplicate 190-some-odd yards and 3 touchdowns, but we need you to be the number one.
Not to the point of that, no, because Travis is the number one. I think people are looking at Travis and saying, you got to pick this up. Like, Travis, you got to do things to make others better. Sammy, you go and do your thing. Do your thing. Stay on the field, be a threat, catch the football, do your thing. I don't think there's more pressure because I don't think he's the guy. Pressure comes with being the guy. And Travis is the guy in the receiving corps.
Text line wants to know what you think about Derrick Henry and the, quote, missile dread.
I don't have a problem with what Derrick's going with, all right? And I didn't have a problem with Sammy's. I'm just saying that to me, when you look at what time he shaved his head, that to me was a seminal moment that changed his life, I believe. When you look at his hair, I'm just being honest about it.
No, you're not. You're being a goofball.
I remember that moment. That moment for me is when I went to church that one Sunday, and I changed my thought of, I want to do this. I want to do this. That was the moment that changed my time from being right here with you every day.
I'm being real.
I had a moment. I had a moment one Sunday morning changing Little Show's diaper saying, I'm 30 years old. I got to do something with my life.
If only someone would write a story about that.
You can check the Blue Springs Independence Examiner and read my story. It's showtime.
It is a good story. I actually read it. It was very entertaining. I did. It was an inspiring story. You're an inspiring person, Ron.
Stop. It's my anniversary.
Happy anniversary, bud.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let's hook the people up because God knows Ron's going to be hooked up later on tonight.
Less sex, more sports, man.
Let's hook the people up with a pair of tickets to the Guitars and Horsepower Expo coming up Saturday, September 21st at Silverstein Ice Center's Arena, a car show featuring custom bikes, cars, trucks with trophies and cash prizes, 13 different categories. It's all brought to you by Iron Workers Local Union Number 10. You can sign up your custom vehicle for just $35 And now it's an outdoor festival. It'll have food, drinks, live music. Starts at 4:30, goes until 10 o'clock. September 21st, Guitars and Horsepower Expo, Silverstein Eye Centers Arena right now. Caller number 6. You win a pair of tickets. Caller number 6, 913-576-7610. That's 913-576-7610.
Is there some way? You know, I'm going to try to come off of this because yesterday I was on it hard about I just need the football gods to come in. The ghost of Jerome Bettis. The ghost of all of these players. I need.
Bus has a new commercial. Didn't you see that last night?
Yes, the ghost of these
that.
Of
How's
Carl Banks, the ghost of these guys.
I like the bus.
These guys need to come something to do something about it.
Carl Banks is alive still, isn't he? Oh no, did we lose
And I'm just saying, man, the way that I feel
he's
like
alive.
It's
Carl Banks is good, y'all. Y'all, what the hell was that? Go ahead,
listener. Shaking my head. If I hear "It's my anniversary" one more time, I'm changing the channel. It's my anniversary.
Yeah, you don't need to, you know.
Yeah. So I mean, if that's what's doing you in, sir.
No, we're happy for you, man.
We
celebrate
too, man.
Marriage,
we love
guys.
You, man. That's all right.
Celebrate
man.
Love.
8 years, baby. No, but the only way that I feel like it can happen is if Antonio Brown tears it apart himself. And who is the player for New England that he can get to? Or coach? Is there a coach he can get to? Who is the player or the coach he can get to? Like, the one that comes to mind is like Sonny Michel. Maybe somebody who
Sonny Michel's already been brainwashed. He's got a ring already. And if you watch the NFL Network show America's Team, right after they beat the Chiefs, Julian Edelman ran up to Sonny Michel and, like, didn't allow him to celebrate. He said, "This game doesn't matter. The game in 2 weeks is the game that we care about." Like, Sonny Michel was jumping around. No, so Sonny's gone.
You think he's brainwashed?
Oh, no question.
You don't think he can get to Sonny?
No. Antonio Brown, first of all, I don't think he's trying to take down the Patriots. I think he's just there to win.
Well, I just want him to be himself, and that means take down the team.
It really doesn't. It means put up 1,300 yards and score a double-digit touchdown.
But then take down the team like he did in Pittsburgh.
If you have a weak leader, yeah, if Ben Roethlisberger and Mike Tomlin are leading the squad, then sure. I think the only person he could maybe infiltrate would be Brett Bielema. Brett Bielema.
Is he on the staff?
Yeah, he seems really scummy.
I didn't know he was on the staff.
Yeah, I think Brett Bielema. I think... But then they would just fire Bielema and they would cut Antonio Brown.
It's got to be somebody.
No, Belichick doesn't care. Belichick will cut Antonio Brown and just tell Kraft, "Hey, RK, you got to eat that 9 mil."
I think he could. You think he could get to Stephon Gilmore? I think he could get to Stephon Gilmore.
I don't know. I don't even know what Stephon Gilmore looks like.
And Jamie Collins.
No, Jamie Collins came back.
And he's underappreciated. It's got to be somebody that's probably underappreciated who feels like they don't give him the credit that he deserves.
Stephon Gilmore, I need to look
at his
face.
I think Stephon Gilmore, they're not getting rid of Stephon Gilmore.
Rid of anyone. What are you talking about?
No, they won't get rid of him.
Stephon Gilmore, what do you look like? What is your face
Bad
look
dreads.
Like?
Or good dreads, rather.
No.
He is. I mean, Stephon Gilmore is arguably the best cornerback in football right now.
Okay. Yeah, but they don't treat you that way. You can hear AB. You know that raspy voice. They don't treat you that way. Hey, man, I know how good you can be.
But Stephon Gilmore is also a winner.
I know how good you can be,
He
man.
Is all about the Patriot way.
Look at you, man. You don't even get the respect. They just say it's all Belichick. It's all Belichick. Nah, man, it's you. Let's go get this money.
Do you think? But nobody
they're getting the money from the Patriots,
and nobody listens to Antonio Brown when he tries to do that.
That's not true. He ripped apart the Steelers.
No, it's like Brandon Marshall and Hard Knocks when he was complaining to that dude about trying to make the team. The dude didn't give a damn what Brandon Marshall had to say.
And they gave Stephon Gilmore $40 million guaranteed.
That don't mean that's going to stop. He gonna make him think it's more.
No.
Wait, he's waiting. Watch, somebody's gonna get paid more, and then he's gonna, "Hey, Steph,
You're just wishing this. Stan, that's what you're doing. You're trying to speak this into.
Stephon Gilmore's going to be like, yeah, they gave me a bunch of money and I'm winning rings. Yeah, I don't care.
But you won't get
Bill Belichick made me better than I ever would have been in Buffalo.
No, but you ain't got the credit.
Okay, so you're really proud of your impression of AB.
You ain't getting that credit.
That doesn't sound like him at all.
Come on. And I'm not even going to say, I see the text line, Josh Gordon. I don't even want to say Josh Gordon. I just wish he stayed clear the hell away from Josh so Josh could just get his life together. But, hey, Stephon.
They aren't going to let AB bother Josh.
Let me hear Antonio Brown real quick.
Bro, listen, I don't even have to play football if I don't want, bro. I don't even need the game. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to prove nothing to anyone. If they want to play, they're going to play by my rules. If not, I don't need to play.
And I don't need to play. Like,
that just sounds like you speaking.
Hey, Steph.
Yeah, you're just speaking softer than
me. Hey, Steph, you don't need to play. All Steph. Right. You ain't got to play.
So when you were in that church and you made the decision, I'm going to get into sports radio, was it because you wanted to do impressions on the radio? You wanted to do impressions of Antonio Brown on the radio?
I didn't even know that it was in me. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
And it just, he just, come on, man.
Uh-huh. Hey, Kent and Lee Summit, way to go, man. You won the pair of tickets to Guitars and Horsepower Expo Saturday, September 21st at Silverstein Eye Center's Arena. You'll have another chance to win coming up on The Drive, which starts in just about 15 minutes on 610 Sports Radio.
And once again, congratulations to you, Kent and Lee Summit. We are so very happy and very pleasured that you were able to win that prize today.
That's a good one,
though. Why can you make that turn, but you can't make a turn for Antonio Brown?
I'm just telling you, sort of, man, just the two of us, man. Let's just go knock down the door in Speck's office and tell him, hey man, we want a raise, baby. We want a raise. You know what we do? Man, we don't finish 11th place just for our health. We want a raise.
Do you want to try again?
Don't give him that chance, man.
Man, I always knew you could. Man, I tried to speak that love to Juju, man.
Josh, see, now this is turning into Ray Lewis.
I tried to speak that love. I tried to speak that love. Because he motivates in his own way.
He doesn't motivate anyone. Like, hey, we just played him talking about how he doesn't care about football.
You saw what he did? 7-7. Did you see him and Richie Incognito? He was about to have Richie turn.
No, they were both just being fake to one another for the camera.
You didn't see it the way I saw it.
Because I don't have purple glasses on.
Speaking of Richie Incognito and we're... Antonio Brown came from the Raiders. And by the way, on a side note, I think one way that Antonio Brown could knock them down if he potentially sleeps with Aaron Reagan.
Who?
Aaron Reagan.
Who the hell's Aaron Reagan?
Aaron Reagan's Frank Reagan's daughter from Blue Bloods.
what the hell are you talking about?
It's Tom's ex-wife.
What's her real name?
That's the only way I know her of, is Erin Reagan. She's on Blue Bloods. My mom loves Blue Bloods. She makes me watch it, and I know that's Tom's ex-wife.
Hi, Tom's got a baby by her already.
That would ruin the locker room. That's the way he gets it done. He's not going to.
Tom walked out on her. He doesn't care about her.
But I think he would. If A.B. started sleeping around with Erin Reagan a bit.
No, he'd be mad at her because don't you know that A.B.'s not the kind of father that... You know, that my daughter needs. AB's not going to be there.
That's
for
what I'm saying. He could be the stepfather. That would ruin the entire locker room if AB started to be around.
I actually would like to see that. Either Tom walks in on Antonio just gassing Giselle.
No, not Giselle, man. I ain't going to do that. But what's Erin Reagan's name? I only know her as Erin Reagan. What's his first?
I have no
Someone
idea.
Someone tell me.
Whatever webpage you're looking at that you found out the name was Erin Reagan,
I know.
Click on the person's name.
I know who Erin Reagan is. I've watched Blue Bloods. She's the son of Frank. She's Tom Selleck's daughter. That's the only way I know her.
All I know is Bridget Moynihan.
That's it. Bridge.
Did her dirty.
Yeah, why are you dropping Blue Bloods references? Because
my mom makes me watch it.
Who's that into Blue Bloods?
My mom. She just does nothing but watch it. Mama Show loves her some Blue Bloods.
Is that with LL Cool J?
No. Blue Bloods is with Tom Selleck.
Oh, shoot, one man.
Of those.
So
one
she
those...
liked Tom Selleck then?
What?
Huh?
Doc, are you trying to say my mom's fantasizing about
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Magnum PI back in the day.
No, man.
Hey, Ron, how about you? Hey, Show, how about you go to bed? Mama got to watch Magnum PI.
Man, I don't want to do this anymore. I'd like to move on.
All right, let's move on.
I wouldn't do that to you, Judy. I just want to let you know that I have more respect, and I know you're listening. I wouldn't
do that. I'm sure Glenn Frey.
To Judy.
The late Glenn Frey used to get my mom where she wanted to be.
Glenn Frey?
From the Eagles?
Yeah. Really?
He was a badass.
Was he a sex?
Yeah, you need to look up Glenn Frey, baby. The Eagles, shoot. You need to learn your history.
All right, speaking of the Raiders, this game Sunday to me, I have preached this all offseason, Vern, and this is the perfect game that makes sense for that. I've preached all offseason, and one of the real things for the Chiefs is they're going to enter something that in my lifetime I've never known the Chiefs to enter, and that is they're about to be what it is that LeBron faces when he plays basketball in the last 10 to 12 years, what Golden State has faced, what the Patriots face, what Duke basketball, Alabama football, North Carolina, Kentucky, Kansas basketball. They're going to face that you are every team's Super Bowl. You're the big game for everybody. They've circled this. They're going to be more focused, more into the game than any other game they have been all year. That's what the Chiefs are. And I've preached that all offseason, and this game Sunday is one that fits the billing. If you watched the Raiders last night, and maybe some of you all, it was too late for you, they play really, really hard. This is the last time the Chiefs are going to go into the black hole. This is the last time that Patrick Mahomes is playing in Oakland. They are going to be amped and ready for this one. The Chiefs need to match the energy level and the intensity level that the Raiders are going to put out.
Or else what?
I'm just saying, this is a place where they can.
All right, let's finish with the bang. The Money Shot brought to you by Broadway Deli, a mostly Jewish deli for a mostly not Jewish city. It's open in the Crossroads. It is the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. Hey, Spoons, finish them off, babe.
Not only is it my 8-year wedding anniversary, also I want to get Vern riled up before we go. Vern, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but for some reason, your buddy Kevin Durant decided to talk to the Wall Street Journal for no damn reason. Because why does he have to talk to the Wall Street Journal?
Especially right now.
Why?
He's
not going to play next year. But he said, and I quote,
let me guess, he's sad about something.
Some days I hate the circus of the NBA.
Oh, my God.
Some days I hate that players let the NBA business, I'm not kidding, he said this, the fame that comes with the business, alter their minds about the game. Sometimes I don't like being around the executives and politics that come with it. I hate that of basketball.
Always complaining.
Is he describing himself?
Everything that you dreamed of, Kevin, I mean, as far as I know, has come true. You are one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Stop talking to people and just enjoy your life. There's a lot of people that love you. I love you, Kevin. I'm here for you. It's your
Show and Burn, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.